Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Doug Gordon is a motivational speaker, a corporate trainer, and an executive and life coach. His book, Charge Yourself Up for Success, was a bestseller, and Doug Gordon joins me in studio now. Doug, you're very welcome.
Hi, Claire. Thanks for having me on the show.
So for you, what is the definition of success?
For me, it's really connecting to your heart self rather than your head self and finding your true passion or love in life and then getting there in any way you can.
And it sounds great, but it doesn't come without its challenges, does it? And I think people think it needs to be linear, but that's not necessarily true.
No, I have to say there is a big flick all the time between people have their kind of subconscious programming with this path that we learn from our parents, our preachers, our teachers and past relationships. And that kind of gives us a kind of a way of thinking, speaking and acting. And when we become a little bit more conscious, you sometimes then start to think in a different way and speak in a different way and act a different way. But the problem is you get two paths on every single choice that you make in life. And with the ego there still, you flip from one to another, back and forth. And it's about trying to keep on that conscious path so you make conscious, kind, loving decisions rather than flicking back onto that one and thinking about material things or money or whatever, if you know what I mean. You know, there's so many people that think they'll be happy when they get this and they'll be happy when they get that and they'll be happy when they get this and they're never happy. And I think I was a little bit like that. And when I got a sense of purpose, and I think the greatest gift that you can give to yourself is giving to others. And that for me is hundredfold more fulfilling than anything in terms of being able to see a change in someone else's life where you bring a smile to their face in some way or form.
Yeah, I mean, that is the mark of success, isn't it? That feeling of contentment and that what you're doing is enough and that you are enough. And that can come from being at home with your family. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. And yet we're so fixated on that, aren't we? It's the way we've set society up.
Yeah, I think materialistically, people always think they need to keep up with the Joneses. I've lived the five-star lifestyle. I've been on helicopters, private jets, all that kind of stuff. It's never made me happy. This morning I got up and I always try and have a 20-second hug with my partner, because heart to heart. And that starts the day with a bit of happiness. You know, gratitude for the small things in life. I believe that we're spiritual beings having this physical existence. And the greatest gifts that we can actually have is the five senses, the gift of being able to see the sun, to see the stars and someone that you love, the gift of being able to hear a child saying, Daddy or Mummy, I love you, the gift of taste of chocolate, the gift of a hug or a kiss, and the gift of the smell of a rose. And those are really, if we break gratitude down into the simple things in life like those, and really, truly, consciously be aware of those on a daily basis, I think your life will change massively.
You've also written a book, Charge Yourself Up for Success. So what do successful people have in common?
Well, I think one of the most important things is mindset. I have a little acronym in there and it is make things happen. You know, whether it be make a good relationship, make success, make sales, whatever it is. It's about mindset in terms of making yourself into the best possible state so that you can motivate yourself to be the best version of yourself. And then the people around you will naturally float that way as well. But then it is about actions. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, these great books like The Secret Book, you know, which talk about, you know, you can dream about it and write it down and be grateful, but you do need to take action. So it's all about, you know, these guys that I have dealt with and worked with. They are big action takers and, you know, they grasp opportunities as quickly as possible. But they're also great communicators, because you can be the most intelligent person in the room with the most amazing book or amazing idea. And if you can't communicate that effectively to other people, you could be the greatest seeker in the world. So action, communication, K is knowledge. And I always say in knowledge, it's about emotional intelligence, really. So it's about self-awareness, understanding what are your triggers, traumas, and parental programs, and how can you self-improve to become a better version of yourself? Because your vibe attracts your tribe, and your vibe is based on how you think, how you speak, and how you act. So if you change that to be more positive, more loving, more kind, you will attract more positive, loving, and kind people as well. Also, emotional intelligence is about, you know, self-awareness, but it's also about conscious communication. So speak for what you want and speak how you want to be spoken to, and you'll create much more positivity in life as well. And then also, I think in terms of knowledge, is finding a sense of purpose, finding that heartfelt sense of what do you love doing? What are you good at doing? What can you add value to people? Or what mess can you turn into a message to give it meaning, to help other people in some way or form, to give you direction in life and add goals towards that direction? direction to give you a real sense of purpose. And then finally, E is energy. I mean, having worked in the investment world, I've employed hundreds of people, you know, PhDs, MBAs, many people like that. And it hasn't been them who've been the most successful. It's been the people who wake up in the morning and really want to make a difference and have a love for what they do, love for the people who work with, and love for the people they serve.
I met a friend recently. I mean, she's very successful. She's had a great career. But the industry is changing. So her job may be coming to an end. And she just feels a little bit stuck. She's middle-aged. Her relationship is also changing. I suppose her family dynamic is changing a little bit as her kids get a bit older. And she just really felt lost in many ways. And, you know, I'm always, you know, pumping people up and saying, come on, you can do anything you want to. I'm that kind of a person. But she was very much like, I don't know who I am anymore and I don't know what I want. And I'm sure that's indicative of lots of people. I'm sure lots of people can relate to that. They want to take that leap. They want to grasp life, but they just don't know what it is that they want. What's your advice there?
Well, number one is make sure that you're connected to your heart self so that you're following a path from your heart, because that'll give you more energy. So I would say write down five things that you love doing, five things that you're good at doing, and five things that you can add value to people in some way or form and find a match. And I always say, if I gave you a stage and you were 90 years of age and there was 10,000 people there and we were to beam it out to the 8 billion people on the planet, what would you talk about? What would you be most passionate about? What message or legacy would you like to leave? And then reverse engineer yourself back to where you are today and ask yourself, okay, what do I need to do? Who do I need to work with? Who do I need to model? What do I need to learn to be able to stand on that stage, give that speech and leave that legacy? And that hopefully will give you direction. Or if you're still stuck, just have a look at the energetics of what you do now. As a, you know, as a mum, you're helping children and molding them into, you know, lovely human beings to go out into the world and add value to people. So actually, that's a real sense of purpose, because you're adding value to the kids and adding, they'll add value to the world. So it's about understanding what happens in your life, what can you utilize in your life, what skill sets have you got, and what direction you want to go. But it must be aligned to that heart self, that place of love, because then you'll wake up with a spring in your step every day and want to do it, rather than having to drag yourself out of bed and drag yourself into the office and stare at the screen going, what the bleep am I doing here? So that would be a good start. But I think we have these goals in front of us, and quite often things get in the way. And they can be ego, they can be fear, they can be self-doubt, they can be procrastination. And it's very important in a state of self-awareness to have a look at those goals, those blockages, those hurdles, and look at them in a state of self-awareness, but also acceptance and understand that they're in you. Because quite often what happens is people always blame others for this and that. And when we point the fingers, there's always three pointing back at us. So if we take responsibility for ourselves, our change and our self-awareness, then it's amazing how things happen and change around us as well. And it'll make it easier to go towards those paths.
The book is called Charge Yourself Up for Success, Energizing Your Life, Work and Relationships. Doug Gordon, author and coach and speaker. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you so much.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.